In the process of putting together our series, The Uncommon Core, we've uncovered college courses with often bizarre, enigmatic, eyebrow-raising names. From a marketing perspective, it's easy to see why Cornell University's gossip class might appeal. Likewise, the University of Rochester's inexplicable offering, alien sex. And yet, intriguing as they may be, at least one professor is calling for a little more clarity when it comes to naming novel classes. Rob Stevenson is associate professor at the Rollins School of Public Health at Emory University. And Rob, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
So what are some of the most perplexing course names you've come across recently?
Well, I think there's a class at Princeton entitled Getting Dressed. One of my favorites must be MIT's Street Fighting Mathematics.
You sort of break down some of these weird class names into a few different categories because there are so many. What are the categories?
Yeah, I think it's easy to think of three different types of course. There's some that are what I call vague one-word titles. For example, Occidental College has Stupidity, and MIT has Daylight. And then there's also some courses that are just too clever to be useful. For example, The Amazing World of Bubbles at Caltech, or Those Sexy Victorians at Ole Miss.
Those Sexy Victorians.
Those Sexy Victorians. I mean, who wouldn't take that? And then the third group are those that really just need a colon. These are classes that I just felt the titles were unfinished. For example, Street Fighting Mathematics or God, Sex, and Chocolate. I really wanted a colon, something telling me a more descriptive content after that.
God, Sex, and Chocolate, you said.
That's the big three, apparently.
Well, I guess that sort of names it all. Well, you're a professor. What is incentivizing these vague one-word or rather sexy titles?
Well, academia is competitive. You have a finite number of students, and it's in a professor's best interest to fill their course. If you don't fill your course is not seen as viable, your course can be taken away and you can be made to teach something else that maybe you don't want to teach. So as a professor, I can totally see the value in having a sexy course title that's going to catch the student's eye and make them sign up for your course.
So what is the problem then with a vaguely named course from your perspective?
Well, I think it's from a reviewer's perspective. So one of my tasks is that I review applications for our master's degree, and I look through people's transcripts. And if you've done organic chemistry or if you've done downhill skiing, I kind of know what you did. But if you did stupidity or if you did getting dressed, I'm not really sure what that grade A or B means.
So I'm thinking about often politicians use bizarre course names in colleges as a fodder for, you know, what's wrong with education, you know, a class devoted entirely to watching YouTube videos or for studying internet pornography or, you know, a course on Lady Gaga's rise to fame. We hear these kind of things all the time. So is it damaging outside of the university bubble?
Potentially. I think a politician could twist anything and say that it was potentially damaging and is a sign of the downfall of education. I don't think it's that far, but I think you do run the risk, especially if on a job application, if you were to list that you took, you know, Madonna 101, it might raise a question about the seriousness of your education. But I will say in their defense, once you Google the courses and you find the curricula, and most of them are available online, all these courses I've named are good courses at reputable universities that teach core valuable skills. So the content of the course isn't the problem. It's just this external view of what that zany course name could mean. Mm. I think the answer could be to have a zany, sexy name that's used internally and then maybe a publicly available, more serious descriptive name that's helpful to other people.
Rob Stevenson, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Rob Stevenson, associate professor at the Rollins School of Public Health. He's at Emory University. That's in Atlanta, Georgia. You'll find a link to his op-ed from the LA Times. You can't tell a course by its title. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. And stick around for more Word of Mouth. When we return, we're going to celebrate some of the films worth seeing that did not make the list of Golden Globe nominees. The sleepers of 2014, when Word of Mouth continues.